Noel Waite. I'm a senior lecturer in design at the University of Otago, and it's a real pleasure to have co-curated this exhibition with Peter Simpson on Leo Benzerman, A Fantastic Art Venture. Maybe if I start with the title, that title comes from Gutenberg's description of printing, which was aventure in art, which is adventure in art, is the printing process. And I thought that that's the English translation, adventure in art. But in fact, when I talked to some people in Germany, that venture in the old German is a venture, a risky business venture, rather than adventure. But I think it's both for Leo Benzerman. So that's where that comes. And the fantastic part of it is his work, both his paintings and the part that I was responsible, which was the design. The first book that we want to have a look at is Fantastica. This book was designed and printed by Leo Benzerman at the Caxton Press. His friend Dennis Glover offered the press to print the book, and he said, but you must print it. And so he did. The book itself is basically his images relating to Faustus in the first instance, a classic text that he produced images for, and they are his own unique interpretation of that story. But it is the first image that I want to have a look at, which is a quotation from the book, and we've got a text up on the wall, if you look up, that states, lines, circles, letters, aye, these are those that Faustus most desires. And in a way, that's a description of the materials he was dealing with as a designer, lines, circles, and letters. And this, of course, transferred into all his design through books. And if you cross or you turn behind you, you would see on the far wall the group catalogues. Now, this is the connection between his design and his art worlds. And he designed these catalogues the night before a group show exhibition and surprised everyone with the delightful covers. But if you have a close look at the 1947 catalogue in particular, you'll see the lines, the circles, and the letters that he arranges into an asymmetric composition, which is fairly unusual for New Zealand in this period, which was much more classically oriented symmetrical typography based on the English private press movement. And that's what influenced Dennis Glover. But this is about the only early piece of something like what the Bauhaus were doing in Germany in the 1930s. And obviously the connection between Leo Benzerman, a naturalised New Zealander with a German grandmother and a strong German heritage, he was obviously responsive to those new movements in design. Now, if you move through into the Borg Henry Gallery, you'll notice above your head is the mask that appears in Fantastica. And what we want to do is go behind the mask. The mask I see is something of Leo Benzerman's theatrical qualities, and I always think of Nio Marsh, who was the more well-known in Christchurch as a theatre director than as a crime fiction writer, as she later became known. And this is something that if you're doing something unusual, people won't accept. In society, you create a mask, which is a good way to carry on doing what you're doing. But what I want to do in the second gallery is to go behind the mask and understand the design process that informed his design for books at the Caxton Press. If the first at the gallery is arranged chronologically from his arrival in Christchurch in 1931 through to the conclusion of his career as a professional designer at the Caxton Press and its director and his death in 1986. If the first section is called An Artist of Sorts, this is his own definition of a typographer. I think it's also a play on the fact that he was an artist, but he thought that he operated in so many different spheres. He was called in a German exhibition in the 1970s a man of many arts. So this, we start with his own definition of an artist of sorts. Now, sort is in fact a piece of metal type in itself, and you have to tidy up the sorts once you've distributed the type. So it's also a play on his practice as a typographer. He never designed a typeface, but he did arrange, choose the types and arrange, compose, select and print them himself. So in that sense, he was a typographer. There's a case there that's basically all about the relationship between graphic design and printing. And if you have a look closely at the 1940 type specimen book, you'll see one called Bookplate that uses the typeface Legend. Now, this is a German typeface designed in 1936 in a German foundry, very unusual in New Zealand. They're the only press to have imported it, but it sort of became his signature font. You'll also make the connection. If you look at the book plates on the wall, that he designed a number of book plates for close friends and family with his unique graphic style. As you move round to the rear wall, you'll see it's called Legend, so we now know what that means, and it's about the art of the book, and there's two phases there. He continued the tradition of publishing literature for people like Charles Brash, Ruth Dallas, Alan Kurnow, but he also moved into more commercial books, and you'll see those on the right-hand side, as well as crime novels and children's books. So the sort of broad range of books that a professional publisher might produce. On the far right is his Ascent, a journal for the arts that was really the precursor to Art New Zealand. And he was asked to produce it, and he produced it within the constraints of printing at that time, a wonderful magazine, but it was really a decade before he actually got a journal that was paid for by someone else and has supported the arts ever since. From the text of Marlowe's Dr. Faustus, there's a line that says, "Oh, what a world of profit and delight is promised the studious artisan." Well, Leo Benzmann was a self-taught designer, and he was a very studious artisan, and that you can see through both his early works, his professional commercial work, but right at the end we have him returning to where he started on the hand press that you'll see in the middle of the room, and there we have him returning to the hand press at Huntsbury Press near in his house on Huntsbury Hill, producing some lovely little fine press limited edition books. You won't actually see in the exhibition the final product, but what you'll see is the process and the meticulous nature, his studious artisanship of producing those books, largely for his own self-satisfaction and to produce a quality piece of book. But you should be able to get a sense of how much craft, care and attention to materials he put into his books. Finally, you might want to go back to where we started, to Fantastica and the picture of the dragon, which also features in Peter Simpson's book, if you know where to look. And this was a picture that used to hang over the fireplace in their house in Huntsbury Hill, and his daughter, Caroline Otto, used to say that it was the guardian of the house. So it's possibly looking down over you now, and looking down over Leo's work.